Chapter 1. Rock Point Girls Home Logbook. New Intake Form. Name, Thera Ballard. FID number 11305094. Age, 16. Height, 5'8". Weight, 145. Hair, dark. Eyes, brown. Distinguishing features, 1-inch scar behind right shoulder blade. Intake processed by Darla Ling.
T was admitted last night around 11 p.m. She was uncooperative and could not be trusted to shower on her own, so she was cold-hosed and then strapped down for a medical check. She kept yelling things like, "I'm a queen where I come from," and just generally deriding the staff's appearance, but also not making a lot of sense, so I do think this kid was snowed. As we are not permitted to discipline new intakes, ahem, Rollins, haha, the whole process was quite frustrating. A good slap would have settled her right down. I told her Rock Point provides tributes to the beastie. That got her quiet. We finished examining her, gave her the grays, and put her in a solitary room for the night. I heard her stomping around in there till morning.
Morning Report. Bessie Holmes.
T didn't have woke up when I entered her room. Listen, if you give a kid a tranquilizer, you have to document it. No mention of T been doped, and yet it was clear she was. I'll also say, whatever she was gave, it worked, because she didn't fight like she supposedly did last night. She was very compliant and leaned against me while I led her from the room. She got more lively when we reached the bathroom, and she didn't want me to stay in there with her. I explained it was necessary for me to make sure she has regular bowel movements. She screamed that I was a bowel movement. Urinated, but did not defecate. I was took her to the breakfast hall.
Breakfast Monitor's Report. Darla Ling.
I was alerted to a disturbance in the breakfast hall around 7:15 at the older kids' table. I went to investigate. P. Farmer had a bloody nose. T. Ballard, the new intake, was sitting beside her. T. asked me if she could leave the grounds this afternoon, just for a little bit, to meet a friend. I ignored her, and that was when she spit at me. I was furious and may have socked her, I don't remember. This possible socking may account for the bruise I'm told she now has under her eye. Anyway, security staff took her out of the hall. She ate nothing but her eggs.
Security Staff Report. Officer Molly Grenwatt.
Rose Van Nahr and me shut the new girl up in her room because clearly she is not fit yet for decent company. Now, I'm sure Dr. Dumorg will talk to her and go on about her feelings and other new theory puppy shit, but if you ask me, this is simply a waste of time, because this kid needs a tanning to kingdom come. You should hear what she said about Van Nahr's upper lip hair, and now Van Nahr is hurt, and I hate working with Van Nahr when she's in a pissy mood because she takes it out on me. One more thing. I've been saying for a long time we shouldn't take junkies. I'm telling you, this facility is not equipped for that. Of course, we have Riley Denson, and now Riley's taken a special interest in this hophead.
Rollins's note. Please remember this log is not a place for your personal opinions. Stick to factual information about the new intake, please. Rock Point has dealt with many problem children in the past, and we will deal with T. Ballard with patience and compassion. End of discussion. Darla Ling's note.
Ha ha, actually, it's good if Riley's interested, because she's got a way with the girls.
P.S. Learn to spell, Holmes. It's defecate.
Officer Grenwatt's note.
Also, it's supposedly.
Think of that place. Not a prison, yet still a trap, with its narrow halls and its water-stained plaster ceilings. The rooms were small. You were a ballerina in a music box, waiting for a lid to open, waiting for the chance to do one fixed performance and be shut away again. You could be drugged to the gills, past the gills, drugs were leaking out your fucking gills, when you arrived, and still realize that this place housed a trophy room of sorrows. That girls suffered here not in the routinely beaten, chimney-sweeping way I'd always imagined orphans suffered, but deeply. Rivulets of grief sliding down their bones, blushes of it in their cheeks. They suffered because they were lonely in a way people seldom talk about, a way that affects grace and movement and dreams and memory. If you have seen a dog in a cage,
And you know that dogs are all love, that they were born to scavenge and to love and to quarrel over bones and to keep loving even in sleep and in sickness. Then you have seen this loneliness. It is frightening because it is not hopeless. Just as a caged dog will wake at every sound, wag its tail, and wait, the girls at Rock Point Girls' Home hoped. They tempered that hope with jokes and anger and their fists, and while I was treated like an especially wretched specimen, in a sense, I fit right in.